when she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and or listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi baddies, those who love us. I am your host, Nicole Weaver, an entertainment writer, previously at Showbiz Cheat Sheet Collider, currently writing over at Pop Heist, and I am back to talk about Survivor 48, episodes 1 and 2. This recap's going to be different. It's not going to be as detailed. If you don't know, we have been recapping The Traitors and Love is Blind, but I'm starting a new job, so I don't want to schedule a bunch of castaways to talk about Survivor with me if I don't know if I can keep that up. We're going to try these more short form talks about this season because I think there are still things to talk about. So for Survivor 48, we have our three tribes. This is Siva. We have a very interesting group with Siva. I wanted to point out David seems to be like a main character right now. He is a stunt performer. And he said that he has played a superhero. I so badly want to know which movies that David was in, because I actually think stunt performers deserve so much more recognition than we give them in the film industry and entertainment industry. Like, so many of our cool movies would not be made without them. I think I'm one of those that I'm like, there should be a stunt performer category at the Oscars. I think that's the easiest way to like get blockbusters also in and have more people pay attention to the awards instead of like a popular vote or a popular movie. It's like, no, let's recognize more artists. So I don't know. If I was interviewing David, that would be like my first question for him. And then we have Camila, Kyle, Mitch, Charity, and Chrissy. Charity and Christy have, I think, been more in the background, which might actually mean some good things about the future on the show. I kind of get a little nervous about the main characters at the top of the season, which we will definitely get more into. But this is a strong tribe. They haven't had to let go anyone yet. The big thing are idols this season. And oh my gosh, I was so hype about this duo. Everyone seems to have a little trouble with putting together the Beware advantage. So basically our boy Kyle, he found it, but needs help solving it. So he turns to Camila. Camila's sitting there. She is writing letters on her thigh and then rearranging them. She says she's a gamer girly, so she was going to figure this out. And they basically make an idol together, I believe. So this is great. Like, we'll get to it that some people are getting flack for sharing the information of their Beware advantage, but there has not been a single person who hasn't. And honestly, it more often does form good alliances and relationships like this one. So it's always a risk, but it's also gauging where you're already at with this person. I'm sure Kyle clocked that Camila is someone that he can work with. So this is so promising. I love also Mitch. Mitch, he has been such like a sweetie, I think, in most things. I wanted to really point out how he has a speech impediment, or he like stutters. In episode 2, he was the first person to basically kick off talking about his feelings, as all castaways tend to do, or the game. And Mitch was taking a bit of time. Jeff, after he had him finish his statement, he's just like, So when you're tripping up on words, what do you prefer? Us waiting for you to finish or help along? Mitch answers, I'd rather you wait for me to finish and listen. And that's something that I think all of us should take from Jeff, of just like asking the question instead of assuming, because I think most people would try to rush Mitch, and that's not very kind, and that should be at the forefront when we're interacting with other people. So loved that. But because there hasn't been a lot of drama, or, you know, they haven't had to go to tribal, I think that's it that I wanted to say about Ziba. But for now, feels like pretty good vibes. Next, we have Loggy. Now, I was so ready to root for a gay purple tribe. But boy, am I almost rooting for every other tribe above this one after this weird start. It's the vibes. Like, the vibes are just not feeling good. And I hate that, because we have Star. I am always going to root for my black lesbian Star. And Star is full of personality. I really paid attention to her before this season started. Star's also a new mom, so she really wants to win for that. We also have Bianca, which I don't think we've seen much of. Joe, Eva, who is our first castaway, at least known and like declared during the season. First castaway with autism. We have Thomas and Shaheen. So Shaheen, Thomas, they formed an alliance. But before that, because I think really the first alliance that we got from this group was just Joe and Eva hitting it off. So basically, I don't know what the vibes were before, but Eva saw Joe and was like, that's my guy. And she picked the right one, babes, because she tells him, hey, I have autism, just letting you know. That means that I'm probably going to be very hard on myself if we do lose a challenge. And the thing that is very soothing to me is being squeezed. If I'm stressed, I am going to be like squeezing my hands. And once again, just like Jeff Probst, Joe asked, what can I do for you when you're in that situation? And basically, it's the squeezing and also the reassuring that everything's going to be okay. Luckily, this tribe hasn't really lost, so we haven't seen that. And we've seen Eva basically hyper-focus on task to find her place in the tribe, which I think, honestly, is a good tip for anyone. Like, you never want to run risk of doing too little and being seen as like the person who's not helping out on the tribe and being dead weight. I think hyper focusing on a task, don't let it be braiding fronds though. Like, every castaway in the past has said that is such a waste of time. I sadly think I saw Star doing it. Just lay them down on top of the shelter. It'll cover up eventually. Just keep doing that. But yeah, so we have the California girls, which is our three men and Eva. That leaves one person out, and that would be Star, which kills me. So it seems like Star maybe was doing the opposite of what Eva was doing, which is Star was on her own, which then builds distrust amongst the tribe towards her. And a lot of it is her also looking for an idol. I thought she was going to find that idol in episode one, which I would have been living if Star and Say found an idol in the same episode, but it took a little time, so Star found it in the second episode. But by then, all these other relationships have been formed, and I don't know, actually. This could have been a chicken or egg thing. It's possible that Star being on her own looking for things is what caused this rift, or Starry clocked that these people weren't feeling her, so she had to find an idol. Either way, she finds it, and I think she turns to Shaheen for help to solve it, and my goodness, he turns to the California girls, mostly Thomas, about what they should do now that she has found it. They're not happy knowing that Star has found it. Thomas says, well, what if you lost the note? Shaheen's like, are you kidding me? I don't need that stress. I'm not trying to be that type of villain. Apparently, Thomas is okay with that villainy. Some people are living for it. I hate it here. I hate it. I immediately said, okay, so I'm jumping ship on Purple Tribe this season. And I hate to see it because purple is my color. But yeah, the vibes, I'm not vibing with these vibes. I'm glad Shaheen had a little sense and was like, I'm not doing that. But it's still not good. And Shaheen, now he's clocked Thomas. So that could cause a little bit of rift in the California girls. I hope so. Chappelle, he made this joke about, oh, this is going to be the one female alliance they'll stick together. Doesn't look like it will be. How about that? Let's see it. We didn't see much of Bianca, but I think Bianca's also not feeling Star. So that's, she's safe with that in crowd, but I think she would be probably the next to go. I don't know. We're going to have to see more of her building relationships. But yeah, that was stressful. That was stressful. The next episode, we get a teaser. Thomas looks like he gets a black eye from running into post blindly, blindfolded, that whole challenge. And I'm just like, so let's go over to Vola. Which, it's too close to Vulva, but I'm trying to stick with it, Vola. Ooh, we had Stephanie, Say, Justin, Mary, Cedric, and Kevin. I was ready to root for Say from the very beginning when I saw her, but she was also very open in her pre-season interviews that she says whatever's on her mind, and boy, does she. She said, I'm going to whip these boys into shape. The thing with Say that I kind of love, and Star too, we hear a lot that black women have to be a very specific kind of player to even make it further in the game. Keturah Tops, she explained it very well that she had to lie about being a lawyer while there was someone on her very same tribe who was going on and on about being a lawyer. And that didn't affect his threat level. She also had to, like, make sure to, like, not step on any toes, because just doing a little bit as a black woman, it's like, out of here. Like, the greatest player is Ceri, and Ceri is also a very specific type of player. Everyone feels comfortable around her. She works in the medical field, and it's like, but not everyone's like that. And there are outspoken black women, and it is interesting to see them do their thing. I also really believe black people, at the end of the day, are very matriarchal. And that's why black women get such backlash in every other society. They try to masculinize us because we run things in our family and our home. Everyone knows that. Like, everyone knows that. So Say is like really young, but I already see that energy. Even when she played her idol, she said, this is for my grandma. Like, we are matriarchs. We're supposed to be running the boys. And that's what Say is doing. And I'm kind of living for it. So Say's like, all right, boys, Kevin, Cedric, Justin, get on in. This is our group. And They're pretty much for it. At first, they're like, this is a lot, but it gives them structure. So that left Stephanie and Mary out. Also, there's so many Libras here. As a Libra, I was living that Libras were mentioned in the first tribal council. I mean, Jeff was being a little shady. He's like, oh, you guys are Libras and you're the first ones here. So what does that mean? And it's like, Jeff, calm it. Thank you. Thank you. But yeah, Say's very outspoken. She was going tit for tat with Stephanie. She's going tit for tat for Mary. And this is where I'm like, okay, Say, like, you're already winning. You're already winning. And the people who are still going to be here after a vote out, like, you have to make them comfortable. That's her biggest weakness, I think, is, like, she knows she should, but she still feels a type of way, and she's going to let you know. After the Stephanie vote out, that's with Mary. She's like, oh, but why did you write my name, though? There's all these other people. And that's the weird thing is, like, when you start asking about why me, you're also saying, like, why not these other guys who I am working with, Say? You should be self-interested. And I love that she's so self-interested, but it's so self-interested that it's like, at some point, they're not going to be afraid to cut you because it doesn't even look like you're looking out for them. This was solely about her game. But something that was also great is that while most everyone else gets to be self-interested besides a black woman, we finally see a black man during pre-merge have a black woman's back. I asked Asia about this in her exit interview last season of just like, why does this always seem to be a thing? If there's a black man on the initial tribe with a black woman, it's a black man who is not supportive in any way or like interested in working with a black woman. What's up with that? Well, Cedric heard that basically Kevin is trying to save Mary, which he has every right to do. I was actually living for it. I was like, good. And then Cedric was like, I gotta protect my Say, because Say has also said, like, you feel like a father figure to me, and boy, that's that thing. If you're out there and you can try to, like, liken familial things out there and they're away from their family, that's a way to build relationships. And I think that's also a sign that Say has a soft side. We're just not seeing it because her game is so fast and hard. So I hope we get to get more of Cedric and Say's relationship. Kevin's trying to save Mary, and that's when a plan goes into fruition for the next tribal council. For Say, it's just, do I want to pick off Mary? Do I want to pick off Kevin? I also think this start of the season is so interesting because normally what would happen is that you would get rid of Mary because you do want a man on, like Kevin, to, what's the saying, keep the tribe strong. I love, apparently Kevin also got hurt. So maybe the shoulder injury is part of this decision, and keeping the tribe strong could be Mary, who's like healthy and ready for these challenges that they have to go back in. But yeah, I think Survivor 48 so far is subversive in many ways, and in ways I love it because my black women can play a different way, but we're also seeing repercussions for Star mostly. Say is so far pretty safe. But we'll see. We'll see if Mary can wiggle her way out of the bottom. I would love it if Say and Mary can find a way to work together, but Say doesn't want it. She's like, you wrote my name down, you're done. And I guess I guess that's one way to go about it. Say also found the idol in the first episode, which I was living for. She does ask for help from her boys, which also helps form that alliance. So I know some people were like, kind of getting on her for sharing, but no, she knows, I want the boys. I found this Beware advantage. I'm going to tell all the boys. This is now real, because now we have a real secret that we're keeping together. And I think that was smart. It's risky. It's absolutely risky, but it paid off. So we can't say sharing an idol is just like so wrong, because I think it helps Say's game. We'll see how long it lasts. She stresses me, but I'm going to be here rooting for her. And with that, I think that is about it. So we'll see. I'm thinking Siva's going to stay so strong. I don't know if they're going to make it to a tribal council at least once before pre-merge, but just right now they look very strong. And of course, Vola is at the bottom. I don't know. Say is really going to have to pick and choose who will be the most helpful post-merge. And we'll see if her strategy changes when we get to Loggy and Siva. The thing is also is that Say is kind of having the start that Emily, I think it was Emily Filipovich or something, a couple seasons ago. And if Say does make the turn, I better see as much people rallying around her as they did Emily. Because that's what I'm going to say. We've seen strong, outspoken young women like this, and they're able to make changes and go far. So, those are my thoughts so far. Tell me what your thoughts are below. And of course, on YouTube. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please rate this podcast 5 stars and leave a review. It's going to be so helpful. Other than that, I have one more recap to do with Quita about the traitors. We've also had so many amazing Survivor and Big Brother guests. We had Quinn from Big Brother 26. Sabayo, of course, stopped by. Izzy stopped by. So I hope you're checking out those episodes. I'm so excited to see what happens with Danielle and Brittany's game from that last episode. And we are also talking about Love is Blind. Love is Blind Season 8. Would not recommend, but I would recommend my recaps with Princess Weeks. She is a great YouTuber and writer, and I love having another Black queer bisexual woman to talk about this show. There is actually a lot of lesbian queer stuff in the stories, but there's not a lot of queer people. So I am the one upside of the Black Bi reality covering Love is Blind is still having our voices heard, commenting on everything that's going down with that train wreck of a show. So I hope you guys liked this. I'm keeping it short and sweet to see if this is going to be able to be maintained with my new work schedule. Other than that, guys, I hope you feel visible and stay visible today. Bye.